This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you, James. So I've heard it. I've forgotten how good this is. Crank this up, please. Wake up with a thousand far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney top to where.
Fantastic. Israel, and then his last name is, it's Hawaiian. It's difficult. Kamakawiwoa. Israel. We'll call him Israel.
Kamikaze.
First name is Israel.
Somewhere over the rainbow, there's a world where birds sing every day and every night. Flowers bloom across every land. Every problem has 10,000 solutions. And people live lives only to love and be loved. How about that? Thinking about what happens, excuse me, over the rainbow. Because that's kind of, you know, we all have our own realities. For some people, that's a reality. There's a lady that I know, or knew because she passed away this week. I've known her for 50 some odd years. She married a guy. Loved him. Guy died a year or so ago. And every time I've seen her or heard anybody make reference to her, they all said the same thing. She wants to be with Joe. So she has found her version of whatever it is that's on the other side of the rainbow, right? That's what she wanted. She wanted to be with him. She wouldn't commit suicide, but she managed to get herself into a situation where she had a heart problem and shoveled snow and see you later. That's the way it is, right? That's some people, you think that all this stuff happens by accident. No, it doesn't. People figure this stuff out. Here's something, speaking about things that don't happen by accident. This is a great story about a grandmother who is now a published author. Thanks to a wonderful gift. She had dreamt of becoming an author. She'd been at it for years and years and years. There was a video that was posted. Chad Cooper, who uses the name Moose Behavin. Excuse me. On the video, you see this guy, Chad Cooper, giving his grandmother a gift bag. Grandmother's name is Barbara Reichel. He says it's not a living, moving thing. No, that's what she asked him. Is it something in there that's going to bite me? Because apparently he was quite a... he liked to play, you know, little tricks on people. Anyway, the bottom line is that it wasn't... The lady always wanted a dog, but it wasn't a dog. She was given a bigger surprise, a copy of a children's book that she wrote, titled More, More, More. She wrote the story in 1972, Jay. She spent 40 years trying to get it published and kept getting rejected. And then her grandson took action, Mr. Cooper, He remembered back to when he was 6 or 7. She showed him the look and talked about the book. And it was an ongoing thing with her for many, many years. He said, I eventually helped her with her computer. I saw the file on her desktop. And I thought, wow, this might be a really great opportunity for a gift. So he sent it, and the rest is history. This guy works in the self-published book industry with an author. And so this this video has 4 million views so far. And so you can imagine at this age, and what is she, almost she's 90, I think, isn't she? Something like that. This book, More, 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 follows lady named Prissy Miss, who's befriended by a girl who teaches her the importance of gratitude and the power of make-believe. Isn't that what children's lives is supposed to be about, right? Make-believe? They teach great lessons that way. Anyway, this is I don't want to go through the whole thing about the book and what the mainstay of the book is. But I'm trying to figure out whether this has been produced in mass, Jay. A number of, I guess a couple of hundred copies were made and sold initially, but I wonder if it's been in a run so that it could go to libraries, let's say, or be available, because it looks like another one of these great children's books.
Yeah, or if it's one of those ones where people can just do it themselves and then they buy
a bunch of copies.
Yeah, you can also, you can sell it yourself, or you can even donate it to some libraries.
Yeah. You hear all the time stories. We have, what is it, commercial, James, that we run for the self-published whatever's, whoever you want to write a book, then call us.
Yeah, USA Audiobooks,
kind of stuff. Right, okay. So, anyway, she right now is feeling very good about herself. She felt that this was her way to help other people accomplish their dreams. And very nicely done by the grandson. Good for her. Yeah, this is, you know, there are many firsts, and isn't it great that we have, that people care enough to do things like that for others. Very cool. All right, let's talk about NASA, my favorite. Go to the NASA website, and you can read today the bold, this sounds like a William Shatner thing. They're going to go boldly where no man has gone before. They're going to try something that has never been tried before. You've heard that the International Space Station is running out of juice. And in the next 10 years, it'll fall out of orbit. So what they're trying to do is lay the groundwork to safely take the space station out of orbit and land it in the ocean. Now, if you don't think that's going to be a trick and a half, because you don't really, this doesn't have a steering wheel. It doesn't have flaps on it like an airplane. It's a big hunk of metal that's in the sky that was put up high enough so that it would get into an orbit and stay there. But because of the gravitational pull, they knew sooner or later, after it had been up 35 years or so, that would be the end of it and it's going to come down to the Earth. So imagine the space station crashing into New York City. Ah, that wouldn't be too cool. That's what NASA figured out. So they're going to deorbit the space station and land it somewhere. I think it looks like it's going to go into the Pacific. That's what they're talking about. There is what they call an RFP, a request for proposals for private companies, in the next month to submit proposals for a new spacecraft that's going to use different kinds of propellants. In other words, they're going to put another, NASA will find Boeing or somebody that'll put a new International Space Station up there. But in the meantime, they want to have it built and up there so that when the space station goes down in 2030 or 31, that they'll have the new space station to go up there, the new International Space Station. But anyway, I just thought that this was interesting when I saw that. There have been 260, do you call them astronauts? What do you call them? Spacefarers? 20 different countries have put people into the space station. 163 have come from the U.S. and the rest have come from mostly Russia, China, You know, this is a perfect
same thing.
Example.
Astronauts and cosmonauts, they're just called different things based on location.
Right, exactly. Right. Anyway, so the crew that's up there now, by the way, has been up there since September. They will be coming down in late March or early April. And they're all, I think, a bunch of Russians and Americans and I don't know who else is up there. But you know what? It's very interesting also to read about how these guys get along. They pay no attention to international politics. They all become friends. There's no, I mean, how else can you survive up there for 8 months or more? If you do, there's four people up there in that space and you got no place to go, you're there. So you better make the best of it. And they do. It's a great way of understanding how, you know, we can all get along if we want to. Meanwhile, back to the landing of the space station. They have a couple of different options for decommissioning this thing. And they're going to disassemble it while it's in orbit. They can kick it up. The jets on the side of it can kick it up into a higher orbit so they can take it apart. And then the pieces, they can plan when they drop them to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. Some of this stuff, if it's small enough, will burn up in the atmosphere. But some of this stuff is too big and they can't do it any other way. The truss structure, the modules and that sort of thing. This is not going to be easy to disassemble the thing. And unfortunately, it didn't the one thing that they didn't figure on was what to do with this thing when it runs out of steam. So now they have got to come up with basically a way of bringing cutting torches up into space to be able to cut the thing up and then, you know, send it down into uninhabited waters. Working on that now. They got, how many years? 7, 8 years to figure it out. But at any rate, the things that don't vaporize when they come back into orbit, they want to send it into a place, obviously, with, I don't want to look up in the sky and see a piece of the space station coming down to Framingham, do you? I don't want to, coming down to Cleveland.
So horrifying.
I don't think that's a good idea. So they got the right idea. Good for them. Here we are at 18 after. You're listening to Good Day.
On Gas in New Jersey, Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Social media in our focus. Technology, or at least that part of the equation, is what we focus on here. I noticed, Jay, that Bill Gates is coming out very strong when it comes to AI. But now, he has predicted that AI will be transformative for everybody, and it'll only take 5 years. What do you think of that?
Transformative in a good way or a bad way?
Well, that's apparently is the question. He says that 40% of jobs around the world will be affected. He doesn't say 40% of the jobs around the world will be wrapped around AI. He doesn't
enhanced,
disagree with...
Enhanced, utilized, obsolete.
Yeah, right. Absolute. Obsolescence. Is that obsolete? What? Obsolescence. If you're obsolete, is obsolescence a word? Comes close anyway. We know what we're talking about. Anyway, he doesn't disagree with the notion that this is going to be bad for employment. But he also said, and he displayed at this meeting, that every new technology has fear attached to it and then new opportunities. He says, go back to agricultural productivity in the 1900s, and then look at what agricultural productivity, well, you should know he's buying up all this land. And so he's trying to put a good spin on it, but what would you expect? It's like General Motors isn't going to tell you that their cars suck, right? So he's not going to tell you that AI, because he's got a lot of money in it, is going to not be good. However, on the other side of this equation are a lot of Americans who actually went to Washington this week to share their concerns about AI. A lot of fear about election interference now, along with the job insecurity stuff. Americans say their biggest concern about AI, at least this year, is they're afraid that the rapidly advancing technology could lead to voter manipulation. Of course it can. And of course it will.
It will, yeah. And not enough people even question
what
they
need.
There are so many threads going on social media right now of certain images where people are commenting of, like, how is this real, blah, 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 and, like, all of these things, and commenting as if it's real when really it is an AI-generated piece of content, and not enough people are questioning the validity of it. People just see something and they roll with it. There's that whole saying that I feel like has been around for decades, since the birth of Google, really. But, well, if it's on the Internet, it must be true.
But then let's go back to what Bill Gates said, going back to the 1900s when much of what was done on farms was hand done instead of mechanically done. And now look at the state of agriculture today. Much of it is done mechanically. And that's advancement, that's progress, that's the whatever New World Order, I don't know what you call it, but and a lot of farming, you know, because of, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, I know what's going on in the AI department. I see some of the new things. I'm staying as far away from it as I can because I don't like it. I don't think it helps, this, at least not the family farm concept that I have. You know, there are guys that I know who have dairy farms, milk a couple hundred cows, that they're putting robots in to milk the cows and robots in to clean the manure and stuff. I suppose that's progress, but and I guess I don't have a, I don't like, I don't think the cows respond as well to that kind of technology, to having, you know, they know they are fed at a certain time, three times a day. The cows go into a chute, and as they're being fed, the machine automatically goes up and cups their teats, and they get milk for 3 or 4 minutes, enough time for them to finish their feed, and then the machine comes off automatically, and the cow walks out. That's it. So, I don't know. I can't. That's a long way from using your hands to squeeze the milk out of a cow's udder, but that's part of what, you know, one example of many. But, yeah, look out for AI when it comes to the election, for sure. 28 after on Good Day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates now turning their attention on New Hampshire following former President Trump's landslide victory in the Iowa caucuses.
As you know, Nikki Haley in particular is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
Trump speaking at a town hall in New Hampshire last night. Vivek Ramaswamy is also now calling on Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis to drop out of the race like he did. But Haley has been gaining in the polls, especially in New Hampshire. New research is finding that half of American cities could lose big chunks of their populations by the year 2100 if current trends continue. The study out of the University of Illinois Chicago looked at declining fertility rates and population migration. They predict the most affected regions by this would be the Midwest and the Northeast. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Jan Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
We have a main...
That's for sure. Tom Hanks playing the captain. I wish we had... This is the original audio of that, actually, when it was going on. Excuse me. Apollo 13. Was it Apollo 11? Apollo 13, I think. When...
Apollo 11 was the moon landing. Yeah, Apollo 13 was the...
Yeah,
season.
13 was the next. Yeah, right. When the side of the spacecraft halfway to the moon blew off. Oh, what do we do now? None of them thought they were going to make it. The fact that we were talking about the International Space Station coming apart and, crashing into the ocean, or they figure they're going to try to fix it so that it goes where they want it to go. But imagine, out, you're halfway, but you're 175,000 miles headed toward the moon. You're a day and a half, almost 2 days away from the Earth, and the side of this little capsule that's the size of a Volvo It blows off.
you look out the
window. Here's the original, by the way, I think, isn't it?
Okay, we've had a problem here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Yeah, we've had a problem, all right. But to the credit of the people at NASA, the ingenuity of the people that were on the spacecraft itself, which had less technology than that iPhone that you hold in your hand. That is a mind blower in and of itself, right? Look at your iPhone. Figure out what you can do with your iPhone. You have more power in your hand in that iPhone than they had in that Apollo space capsule headed to the moon. And the side of it blows off. Ah! Anyway.
Well, and who was the astronaut that he was supposed to go up with them? And I think it was measles or something that he ended up having to be grounded. But because he was on the ground, he was able to help them.
His part was played by Tommy Lee Jones. I can't remember what his name was, but yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was. I don't remember. It wasn't Lovell, I don't think.
Ken Mattingly was his real name.
Mattingly, that's it. Yes, you're right. Yep, yep. And he was the one. You're right. He helped figure this all out. Very, very good.
Gary Sinise.
No, it wasn't played. It wasn't played by Tommy Lee Jones, because Tommy Lee Jones.
He wasn't in that.
No, that was another movie. No, there's another movie that he ended up dying on the. It was Gary Sinise that played it in this movie. But Tommy Lee Jones was in one of these movies, but it wasn't that. He was in the one with Clint Eastwood and James Garner, the old space guys, and he ended up on the moon and dying there.
Space Cowboys?
Yeah, right. That was a great movie. That was filmed actually at the Kennedy Space Center when my friend Jay Honeycutt ran it. They had a movie. They had a TV show with Corbin Burnson that originated there for 3 years while he was running the space. The rest of the people, those are all a bunch of hotshot government employees. Jay was one of the most wonderful people. I usually stop and see him every year. He lives down there on the Space Coast still. Fabulous guy. He gave me more opportunities to see more stuff. If he'd have been able to arrange it, he would have sent me out on a space. He would have sent me out into space. Anyway, that's the good stuff. All right, let's see what's going on here. JetBlue, we seem to be up in the air a lot today. JetBlue wants to buy out Spirit Airlines. The Fed say, maybe not. A federal judge has sided with the Bidenistas, so they're blocking JetBlue from buying Spirit. Two bad airlines don't make a good one, I'll tell you that. The feds say it would reduce competition. If it comes back up again when Trump gets reelected, probably go through. But they'll bide their time, and they'll fiddle and faddle, and they'll complain, and they'll say, oh, this is terrible, and yada, yada, yada. But for now, you will not see two bad airlines put together to come up with one good one. Spirit Airlines lost half of its value in the stock market. JetBlue went down about 8% yesterday. Anyway, this thing's been sitting around in federal court for about a year. There was a deal between American Airlines and JetBlue for what they call the Northeast Alliance, which basically gave monopoly from Boston to Miami. So the two airlines would control all the passenger traffic, more or less, and that got tossed out as well. So, anyway, let's see what else is happening here from the Vote for Me, I'm Joe Biden department. The cost to overdraw a bank account could drop. It's amazing how these things just come out of thin air. Somebody in the Biden administration has figured, we're going to help you out. Just before the election, think about this. We all know what a bank overdraft costs, $29. That's what it costs me. What does it cost you?
That's the thing. It's different at every single bank. Some of them will charge per overdraft item. Some will only charge per overdrafted day. Some will not charge. They'll give you like a 10-day grace period. All banks have their own set of rules, as they should. Let them do their own thing. And if you want a better opportunity for overdraft coverage, then change your bank.
Yeah, a lot of competition. Anyway, well, the Bidenistas say they want to fix this unnecessary burden on American consumers. Duddle it on. This change could potentially come before the election. Wow. And eliminate billion. Well, this is true. Eliminate a lot of money in fines and fees. Isn't there supposed to be a whole proposal to eliminate fees and fines for pretty much everything, like the airline ticket that you buy and what you pay when you go to the hotel? All that stuff's supposed to be, I thought that was part of a bill that was going to eliminate that stuff. Anyway, so the banks don't like it. What a surprise that is. Show me one banker who voted for Joe Biden. One. Just give me one. Show me one banker that voted for Joe Biden. I think you would have a hard time finding one of those guys. Anyway, so
easier to find somebody who voted for Joe Biden originally than to ask, will you vote for Joe Biden again?
For him now? Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think, frankly, and I don't know if I want to say this publicly because I don't know that I want to say it publicly, but I'm going to. I believe Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. I'm not going to vote for him, but I think he's going to be the next president. I don't see Biden winning. What did Trump say? He's going to skunk him or whatever the verbiage was. But between now and then, all the news coverage, all the yammer, blah, 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 back and forth, all of these pontificators on some of these stupid news channels, it's all a waste of time. I would like to see Kennedy as the next president, but and I'm going to vote for him, and so a lot of other people are. I probably shouldn't put that energy out there, right, because thoughts are things. So maybe don't let me say that again, Jane, all right?
Oh, well, yeah. Sure, no, but it's definitely going to come down to a Biden-Trump.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that. And we've seen what both of them can do as president, so there's your option.
So now, just I'm looking at some of the stuff, because New Hampshire, I told you, all of the news stations, newscasts, Boston TV stations get up in New Hampshire, so they're all loaded with, the Haley people have spent millions, literally, on the primary up in New Hampshire. So Haley, apparently today, as the primary shifts to New Hampshire, she has taken it upon herself to take a shot at Trump. And I don't understand that as a... It just doesn't make any sense to me. Why would she do that? But she's doing it. So, okay, good luck to you. You might eliminate yourself from that second position from being considered for it if that's what you want. Here in Massachusetts, a community on the south shore of Boston, Pembroke, the school committee is considering, listen to this, implementing a policy which prohibits teachers and administrators from displaying or discussing their political and social views. I'm for that 100%. However, the policy was turned down, voted down, because the staff said they didn't like it. The policy would have barred anybody in a teaching position from doing things like displaying pride flags, wearing buttons supporting any candidate. The school committee convened and talked about it for an hour and a half. Three or four dozen people testified in opposition to the policy, and they were mostly teachers. Where are we going, and what are we doing to ourselves? Why in the world should your child be subjected to a teacher telling them to vote for Joe Biden, because that's what most of the teachers are going to tell them anyway? No, that doesn't build an independent thinker. It doesn't build a brighter future. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you think about Trump, same thing could be true down south where the teacher wears a Trump button in class. No.
Teach them how to think, how to do their own research and come up with their own idea of whom they want to vote. If they were old enough, how they would vote.
Right.
Teach them how to think, how to pick, not just, I like these people and they're telling me to vote for this person, so then that person must be the right choice. No, make up your own mind.
Nope.
And realize they're all goobers.
Mm-hmm. They're all goobers. I love that. All right, speaking of goobers, North Korea launching a ballistic missile over Japan and out into the South China Sea over Japan and South Korea. These little bunch of dunderheads. The launch appeared to have been a shorter-range ballistic missile than the others that have been tested recently. The missile was launched from that area where they have their base in Pyongyang, whatever the hell you pronounce it. So they strongly condemned it. You think North Korea cares that you strongly condemn it? Oh, that's a waste of breath on somebody's part. Anyway, what's to be proven by all of this is the question. So what it does is bring Japan, the U.S., and South Korea closer together. More military operations. There are, you know, a lot of disputes that have lingered between the Japanese and the South Koreans. That's over now. Forget that. This is a common enemy. But what do you do about it? I mean, what do you do with this guy? Again, if we wanted to, we could do what we did with bin Laden. Could do with him. And what am I advocating here? What does this sound like? If I say put a bullet in his head, you should put a bullet in Putin's head. Is that contrary to my goodwill and good wishes way of living? Am I being a hypocrite by saying that? I don't think I am, Jay?
Extremist terrorism is one thing, and then you look at elected officials or people who were once elected and then were like, I'm not giving up the seat, I'm going to keep changing the rules. That's a slippery slope.
All right, I'll take that advisement. Thank you. 48 after on the Good Day program.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour here on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jay and I have the company of Warren Eckstein. We're thankful for him, his expertise when it comes to handling issues with your pet. His weekend program is on the air on many of the same stations carry this program. You should look for it at thepetshow.com. Also, you should look for his brand of minerals, vitamins, hugs and kisses, which he talks about on his program. As a matter of fact, I think, don't you give hugs and kisses to everybody who calls the program?
Oh, not everyone, but a lot of the people get hugs and kisses.
Okay. All right. All right. So the Guinness Book of World Records has a problem with this dog, supposedly the oldest dog ever. They have suspended the title that was given to this dog that died last year, supposedly 31 years old, a guard dog, lived on a farm in Portugal. So why is this a problem? I don't understand who started this. Why would they want to disrupt? I just don't understand what the story is, and I bet you do.
Well, you know, Guinness Book is, they're always being, someone's always testing them. How do you prove how old a dog is if you don't know exactly
That's
when
right.
the dog was born?
You know, why do you care?
I saw a commercial on TV the other day for a dog food. I know we're going to talk about dog food. It says if you feed your dog this dog food, the following dogs, this one lived to be 22, this one lived to be 23,
yeah, yeah.
this one lived to be, a great thing to live to be 27 years old. I would give that guy my house if he shows me a 27-year-old great dog. I would give him my house tomorrow. So, and Guinness Book of World Records, they send people out. They want, you know, the Lucy Pet Food Company I work with, they just set a record with one of their dogs that was the fastest dog to run around the bases at Dodger Stadium.
Really?
So you could do anything. In terms of the oldest dog, I don't think anyone really can determine who is the oldest dog that ever lived. It could be somewhere in someone who you'll never even put their dog up for Guinness Book of World Records. I have people call me on the show that say they have a dog that's 23 and 24, and, you know, it's a smaller breed, and I believe that. But this dog they showed in Guinness, he was a pretty good-sized dog. So the fact that he was 36, 37, I don't know, maybe Portuguese counting. I wasn't American counting.
Portuguese numerals, yes.
Yeah, their numbers might be a little different. Just like today when I'm doing this phone call with you, I feel so much more wide awake because I'm in Arizona, and it's 6 o'clock instead of our normal 5 o'clock for me.
Yay! Charlotte lived to be 15, and everybody is astonished that a bulldog would live that long. My goal for Daisy is to have her last that long as well. if not longer, for heaven's sakes.
Well, here's the secret. Here's the secret.
Yep.
Healthy diet, good exercise, and a lot of love and good veterinary care. Just like anything else. So many dogs, and that's why I take my dogs to the vet. They go to the vet every 6 months to a year, because if there is a problem now, with all the modern stuff out there, they can help resolve it and work on it. So it's important to get those checkups. Real important.
Right. And it's important to have it. As it happens, the vet that I'm going to is a friend of my daughter's husband, and she's very, very careful. With is very, very personally involved. I just think that that's cool. It's wonderful to have that. Here's, you're talking about dog food. Purina says that the online rumors that the food is no good, the safety concerns that have been raised are not true. You can feel it's safe to feed your dog and cat. Purina, what do you expect them to say? Yeah, our food is crap. Our number, right? I mean, they're going to say tell you that.
You know, but it's interesting about dog food, and I'll tell you what. A lot of dog foods, you know, you can go to the supermarket or look online, you see maybe 50 different types of dog foods. A lot of them are manufactured at the same plant, just given different names on the label. They might have different ingredients, and they might be this, and they might be that, but a lot of them are manufactured at some plant, maybe in the Midwest or down in Arkansas, where they make 30, 40 different brands of food. So really knowing where your food is made, who's in charge of your food. A lot of the foods you see advertised on TV right now and radio that are spending a lot of money, bottom line is this. They're not owned by you. They're not owned by me. They're owned by an investment group. Investment bankers in New York have no idea what they're doing. They invested money, got a vet, put together a dog food, and they're selling it. That's why when I recommend a dog food, I want to be able to know who's in charge of that company, where it's made, do they test their ingredients. All of that stuff is critical. And I think people should spend whatever food they want to feed, spend the time doing the research. And by the way, there's a website called Dog Food Advisor, and anytime there's a recall, whether it be Purina or any other company, you can check it out. So check out Dog Food Advisor. Don't take their recommendations, but you can see what foods might have been recalled or have a problem.
Well, I think the key here is what you just said. There are so many different choices. You educate yourself as to, I mean, there are a lot of them that are expensive. Do they deserve to be expensive? No, but they got you because they've convinced you that theirs is the best. The other side of it is that look at the ingredients, and if you really love your dog, you'll feed him the best food using your own knowledge and skill, or listening to somebody like you who tells them what makes sense. That's why I feed my dogs Lucy Pet. My son does as well, because of you. Hi, Warren Eckstein, 59 after on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.